Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
What color ribbon is it that we got to wear this month? What's the diabetes ribbon? Do they have a color for the diabetes ribbon?
That's a good question.
National Diabetes.
I'm sure they do. Let me
you
see
made a horrible joke the other day about the prostate ribbon. You know that. I still can't get that one out of my head.
Hey,
thanks a
I'm
lot.
I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot. Well, let's see. If we had a diabetes ribbon, we would make it chrome. It would be a chrome
color,
ribbon.
Right.
Why would that be? Well, be chromium, because it's National GTF Chromium Deficiency Month. That's what it should be known as. But it is no Diabetes Awareness Month, and hey, there's a lot of money to be made about diabetes, as it is with all disease. The business of disease is business, and there's something you brought to my attention, Super Don. We've been wanting to talk about this for a few days now, and it's something called the Diabetic Investor. Well, what the heck? The Diabetic Investor. What? Invest in diabetes. What does that mean? If your family member has diabetes, you're investing in them to pay off their medical bills. What does that mean?
No, this came to us by courtesy of PharmaLot, which is a really good website that puts out a lot of information about the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. And they had an article here featuring this guy, David Cliff. Mm-hmm. And he calls himself the Diabetic Investor. And what he is he's a guy that is kind of a consultant for people to get, you know, the inside scoop on how they should invest their money in the business of diabetes.
Huh. Well, look at this second paragraph here. Oh, man. While I've never been a big fan of the Januvia franchise, there's no denying the power of the pill. Wow. So it's like you're looking at it and going, all right, we know that these pills are dangerous, and I'm not a big fan of them, but hey, man, they're going to make me some big bucks here.
That's right. And what struck me when I read this was that I really had never looked into this, but, you know, we talk about how the medical industrial complex, it's all about, you know, treating the disease rather than curing it, that there's money in the medicine, not in the cure.
Right.
And there apparently are guys out there like this David Cliff guy that specialize in particular diseases in order to help people make as much money and much return on their investment in the disease. And it was just kind of almost like a blatant slap in the face when I read this. It was like, wow, what more proof do you need to show that this is just a racket making money than to have people that specialize in investing in diseases?
Well, cousin Fred, who's got diabetes, he's on the stock market. No, he's not in it. He's on it. I mean, that's what they're looking at. And, of course, that's why they were so mad at Steve Cooksey, because he got off the stock market for diabetes. I mean, you know, it meant less profits for the diabetes manufacturers, the drug manufacturers. Right. And, of course, it goes, you know, to the – so we had a moment of duh that would sort of relate to this with eating a little later on. But the fact is, as long as you can see that, like, for instance, fast food restaurants are doing well – although I just heard McDonald's is not doing as well. First year ever they've had, like, less sales or less Whopper – no, they don't do Whoppers. They do Quarter Pounders or something, or Egg McMuffins. What is it that they were selling? One of those burgers they're selling less of. It's never happened in their history.
Big Mac.
A Big Mac or something. But maybe that would explain why they're going overseas to target new markets. But, of course, that's exporting our diabetes and obesity. So this guy, Cliff, and he's no relation to Jimmy Cliff, the great reggae man. But here he is talking about investment strategies for diabetes. So if you see that more people are eating refined foods and hydrogenated oils and hopping up themselves up on refined sugars, you can bet that you invest in a diabetes drug company, you're probably going to have a pretty good return on that investment.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because this David Cliff guy that you know is out there trying to get people to get their biggest return on their investment in investing in diabetes. It's kind of funny because it reminds me. Remember the Hair Club for Men? And remember in the commercial, the guy would say, "I'm not just the owner of the company; I'm a customer." You know, or I think he said something like, "And that really is how this David Cliff guy is, because he's out there trying to get people to invest in the diabetes business." And guess what? He's a type 2 diabetic himself. He relies on insulin.
So he's legitimate in that way. He says, listen, you can trust me because I'm a diabetic. I know what I'm talking about. I know where I'm investing because I use these drugs. And so I guess that's why he would say, maybe I don't use Januvia. But then again, he steps back and goes, well, let me look at it. Well, a lot of people are, because the sales of Januvia were up 16% for the quarter. I mean, 15%. I mean, it's huge. Huge! How many people are on these drugs, and it's not just metformin, glucophage, and yet we know right away where we would invest our money. But unfortunately, the company that manufactures the GTF chromium that we love can't market itself out of a wet paper sack, And that, you know, it's thanks to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com that anybody even knows about Innate Response, because they can't market it. But Jonathan's carries the good stuff, and that's where you get the GTF Chromium. So there's a link off of this Pharmalot thing to this diabetic investor. Have we welcomed everybody to the Robert Scott Bell Show today?
No.
I don't think we have. You know, one of us has got to pay attention to our audience. Oh, well, we don't mind if nobody's listening. We'll just keep on talking.
Hey, they know what show they're listening to. Let's get right to the information.
Hey,
right?
Martha, what is that? What is that show that that's on right now? They didn't say what it is. Hello? Well, if you missed the intro, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it's
Friday.
That's right. We knew that, and we didn't even acknowledge it. I'm sorry. But it's Healing Revolution Friday. We've got Dr. Frank King, and always glad to have him on board. And, you know, he's got remedies as well. We've talked about the homeopathic remedies for the pancreas. But I speak about the innate response that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, the GTF Chromium. And by the way, that's 866-424-1077. Simple 100 micrograms three times a day. If this guy is an insulin-dependent type 2 diabetic, we could bring him back. But that would really suck for him, because he's invested his whole economic lifeblood in the perpetuation of diabetes that we can cure. And I don't say we and me and you. I mean, it's just, if you do the right thing, you put the supplements in that were not there, you get them in there, bingo, bango, bongo, your body starts working again. But that's
well,
not
and it's
possible.
Interesting, because if you go the, you know, like most websites, there's an About Us link on this guy's webpage.
Yep.
And it goes into his story. And it's just, it's unfortunate, because, you know, he's talking about it just took one doctor visit and one blood test for David Cliff to learn that his A1C was 15. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he decided to research the disease that he would have for the remainder of his life.
Right, exactly. So he's bought into the myth. He's bought into the
lies.
And all he would have to do is read Steve Cooksey's Diabetes Warrior blog. Of course, that would be upsetting to him if it's more important for him to profit off of diabetes than it is to actually get rid of diabetes. You know, all of the money that he would probably say, I know I funnel some charitable money into the Diabetes Association or something. And, of course, it is hell-bent on preventing knowledge of these cures that Steve Cooksey wrote about, or else they wouldn't have attacked him. They would not have it. Why would they attack just a blogger talking about overcoming diabetes with a better diet with no drugs? Or why would the maker of the GTF Chromium that we utilize freak out when I told them that you can reverse type 2 diabetes with 100 micrograms three times a day of your GTF Chromium? And they freaked. Like they can't acknowledge it, because if they did, they would be shut down. But I heard, you know, you talk about the phony doctors like Dr. Andrew Weil. Right?
Yeah, boy, you spent like an entire week just going after him. That was kind of fun to listen to.
Now I understand more about why. I heard from our good friend, Not a Doc, Chris Barr. Mm-hmm. We got to get him back on. It turns out that the health food brand has hired Weil to be a spokesman for their food-grown vitamins.
Really?
And on top of that, to appease him, they're doing some more synthetic vitamin additives. But we're going to maintain our purity and talk only about the ones that we utilize here. But it's a shame. But that's why I say the company that couldn't market itself out of wet paper sack is trying to, and they chose the worst guy they could have chosen to be a spokesperson, a celebrity spokesperson.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. I'm not. It's just it's a shame. But you try to help these folks. They have great products, and they just make all the wrong choices. But, you know, hey, they didn't ask me. You know, I'll volunteer if they do, but what can you do? Let's see. What else we got on top? Hey, potheads in Colorado. You potheads. Don't break out the Cheetos just yet, says the governor. That's right.
Yes.
Colorado's governor has a message for those excited about decriminalizing marijuana in his state. Don't break out.
You know, I wish I had a last name like this governor.
What's his last name?
Hickenlooper.
With a name like Hickenlooper, you've got to smoke weed. I mean, what are you going to do? That's why this happened. Hickenlooper.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. You know, listen, he says that he recognizes the voters spoke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he says he's going to respect their will. But he also acknowledges the fact that it's going to be a complicated process in order to enact this past measure.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Because the feds still are looking at marijuana as an illegal drug. And so here we are, you know, I don't know. I'm afraid that this is going to be a short-lived victory because it's not going to be an easy thing. It's going to be an uphill battle because the Justice Department is already looking at this, and they've been quoted.
Yeah, what are they saying?
As saying that, okay, guys, go for it. You know, bring it on. The DEA, you know, they've already, you know, the U.S. attorneys have already enlisted the DEA.
Right.
And not just the DEA, but the IRS. To go after all of these pot shops across, you know, the country, including here in Oregon. We talked about this. We spotlighted this, where there was a very concerted effort to raid a lot of medicinal marijuana stores just, you know, not too terribly far from me. So they're on top of this. You know, they're looking at this and, you know, they're laughing. They're kind of rubbing their hands together and going, all right, hey, more business
for us. Where are you Obama lefties on this one? Your savior, Obama, is going to go after his Justice Department. He could stop it like that. Snap his fingers and he can go, let it go. Not happening. Why? Because Obama is a phony. You'll learn it this 4 years if you didn't learn it the last 4 years. But anyway, that's it for the moment. We'll be right back. I got a short break and then a short segment before we bring on our Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King at kingbio.com. And next hour, we've got a couple of moments of duh and also a great new cure, rumor has it, for the flu. So stand by for that and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Want to get Dr. King up here as soon as possible, so we're going to do a quick hit this hour. No, this segment, actually. A quick hit on a story. Pun intended. Actually, ouch. you boys out there, man. Ouch! Genital injuries. Yes, I said that. Genital injuries send thousands to emergency care each year, according to a new study. Now, I hadn't realized it was that bad, but usually you watch this happening on America's Funniest Home Videos. I mean, everybody giggles when, oh, he got hit. Look where he got hit. How funny until it's yours. And then, ouch. Well, the reality of if it's really a direct hit and it's pretty intense, there's some damage and inflammation that can occur that could bring you down for a long time. So this is another reason why it's good to have some Arnica Montana on hand, topically and internally, homeopathic Arnica. Should you be a victim of the funniest yet most painful injury that men could have? Quote from the Reuters article, television shows and movies may portray people getting hit in the crotch as comical, but it's a serious issue that sends almost 16,000 men and women, too, interesting, to the U.S. emergency room each and every year. Ouch. You know, this is an uncomfortable topic, but I think I haven't covered an injury like this in a long time on the show. And we talk about Arnica being for bruising and all kinds of things, Hypericum for being nerve pain, nerve injury, nerve damage. There are a lot of specific remedies for injuries, specific injuries as well, puncture wounds being leadum, most importantly. But you're talking about two-thirds of the people that are being admitted are men. That makes sense. I mean, they're external, the genitalia at that point, of course, are much more susceptible. But they're not only talking about sports injuries. I mean, the biggest one are the biking injuries, falling off the seat onto the bar, and you're like, oh, man, that can bruise you up pretty bad. But there are other injuries involving clothing. And it's like, oh, this makes me cringe because I know, boys and girls, you remember this from There's Something About Mary, don't you? The zipper incident. Oh, I know, I'm cringing as I'm saying this. But here's a case, once you get that undone, you're probably going to want some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel that you get from Shop Natural News or your local health food store to help heal up the tissue without, you know, infection and without scarring as well. Those of you who don't like scars down there, do you? Look out for shaving injuries as well. This is a Sovereign Silver moment, I think. Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel moment. But there are other things that occur. I can't even cover them all. But just to suffice it to say, things like, topical poultices, including Arnica, which is used. And this is true. Arnica Montana is an herb. Before it's converted into homeopathic medicine, you don't typically want to put it on an open wound, but a bruise. All right. So if the area is bruised, you can put straight Arnica tincture onto an area or Arnica ointment. Whereas if the wound is open, you want to make sure you're using a homeopathic dilution, you know, dynamized, potentized, like a 3X, 2X or something. It takes it down. So you're not dealing with a toxic quantity of that herb. But homeopathically, Arnica, you can take internally and do just fine. Of course, they're injury formulas from King Bio. Speaking of which, we're going to take a quick break because we've got Dr. King on the line. It is Healing Revolution Friday. Are you feeling a little down after the election? Maybe we got your remedies. Yeah, I think we do. We got your remedies. So stand by. Dr. Frank King coming up after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We know the weekend is near because Dr. Frank King is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The healing revolution is on. Dr. King, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, Super Robert. It's great to be back. How are you rocking the world today?
Well, I'm feeling all right, but I'm feeling the anxiousness, the angst that is out there in the, dare I say, the electorate after the election that just occurred. We've been covering a lot about it leading up and during and even after. And I don't know if you're hearing the feedback. People are, you know, worried about the future. A lot of emotional things going on right now.
Yeah, you know, it really bugged me was my guy wasn't even on the ballot. You know, so I had really nobody to vote for.
Yeah, exactly right. This is the thing that, you know, we don't get to participate because they don't allow the people we want to participate to even participate. So it is a difficult thing, and it can lead to a lot of frustration, angst, anger, etc., and genuine concern over the future of the direction. When we talk about those that have lived in Eastern Europe under certain communist-type regimes, they're saying, hey, there's some warning signs here. You guys got to wake up.
Yes. Robert, you know politics so much better than I do. But I was thinking after the election that this is not a democracy. It's a bimocracy. Is that a word? Is that something new or has it been around? Or am I just playing off with? But, you know,
a bimocracy. You say a bimocracy like with a B as a boy? Bimocracy?
Yeah, bimocracy.
See, we can make up words here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you've just added to the vernacular. So tell us the definition of a bimocracy.
Well, basically, you know, you've got I could have voted for a Republican or Democrat.
Right.
Now, there was an independent in there.
Or a libertarian as well.
Libertarian. Mm-hmm. And that was it. But basically, they got the system set up where if you're going to have any significant, any reality, it's either going to be a Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't sound like a democracy to me.
No, it's definitely, like you said, you've isolated it to two sides, a Hegelian dialectic going back to high school philosophy, learning about Hegel, and you realize that they're playing us all for fools here. But here we're interested in freedom. We're interested in health freedom. We're interested in helping the people to heal, bring the power back to them. And when we talk about a revolution, we're talking about a healing revolution.
Yes, yes. And you know, I was just thinking the bimocracy, it's the system and the money. You follow the money, mm-hmm. you follow, and everybody's got the system and the people controlling, you know, commerce is really the people that are controlling the politics that are in every, and it's all in the back pockets of the bimocracy.
You said follow the money, and interesting, because I spoke at my kids' school the other day, the middle schoolers, and that was one of the concepts I brought to their attention, follow the money. They'd never heard that before, quite honestly. I was a little surprised, but they asked good questions about it. They wanted to know, and I said, listen, if you're confused about what's going out there in the world, learn those three words, follow the money, and you will learn about the motivations, where things are going. I'm not saying it's always illicit and negative, but in many cases when you're scratching your head going, what is going on here? Follow the money, and it will tell you what you need to know.
Sure. You know, money talks. It's the modern day ethic, if you would call it that. Mm-hmm. It's the premise of business is really all about money. We have sayings here that our measure of success is not in dollars, but in endorphins. And it's endorphins that really motivate us. It's the doing the greater good. It's that feeling helping somebody alongside the road and multiplying that times 10, times 100, times 1,000, times 10,000 with making healthier products that empower people to heal creates endorphins. Mm-hmm. And that's the motivating force here that we all have. Mm-hmm. We set our incentives with our employees with endorphin, you know, measurements.
Endorphins in mind. I like that. Now, we could use some really positive, uplifting, empowering endorphins right now as people are feeling disempowered by this whole, what you saw, call it a bimocracy. And I'm thinking, you know, we might consider some homeopathic energetic remedies to address some of the realities. I've talked about the use of argentum nitricum as a single remedy in the midst of a complex for frustration, for instance. What would you see for people who are going, Dr. King, man, you got to help me out. I'm kind of bummed out by what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I would say, you know, first it begins because everyone reacts to things a little differently. I was thinking of my oldest brother. And back in the 60s, he's, you know, very staunch Republican. You know, and his guy didn't get elected for presidency. And he was so distraught over this. He was making arrangements to become an Australian citizen. Mm. And then, you know, I think over time, you know, common sense came back to him, perhaps. Maybe I'm going to call it that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said, no, you know, still America is still the greatest place in the world to live. But we can get so caught up many times in the politics that, you know, there's powers above and beyond politics, you know. Mm-hmm. And yes, we got to be wise. And I think you have some great wisdom when you did the study of in history. If you want to understand the future, what do we study, Robert?
Well, we should. And, you know, the thing, my perspective with the kids was that when I learned history, for even in the Holocaust, growing up Jewish, you learned about it. I went to Israel. I visited the Yad Vashem, everything. Brutal, brutal part of history. My son is reading about it. He comes in crying about the things he's learning. Yet they don't really teach it in terms of how it actually happened. I mean, they just say, well, there's this madman, this charismatic madman named Hitler, and he came to power. It's like, no. There had to be a situation, a terrain, an environment, a milieu that made it possible for that guy to rise. Because when people are feeling good, their endorphins are great, they're looking at a guy like that and going, you're nuts. You're crazy. We're not doing that. But it was a certain kind of environment that precipitated that. And that's the warning sign I think people are getting a sense of around here.
You know, I don't think, you know, the Jewish people of that time even chose to bear arms, did they?
Well, there wasn't an outcry when the arms were confiscated. There is an organization, and I brought that up to the class, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, basically. Because the Jews that know the history know that the critical part of it was disarming the population, so they had no defense against the benevolent government who was there to protect you.
Yeah, because I always heard, oh, the Jews just chose not to have bear arms or have firearms, and therefore, but, you know, what I have heard in history, I've learned even at 60 years of age, that's not always the truth, you know,
well,
what I learned.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to go back and relearn and seek you know, as being a seeker of truth. I think that's a term we all use around here is we are always seeking truth.
Well, and we almost go back and revisit history because the way most of us were taught it is not complete, incomplete enough that we could make the same mistakes because we aren't taught about them. And that's the point of what we want to do. And one of the biggest mistakes I could say we should learn in America is that we abandon natural medicine. Even though it was richly embedded into the fabric of our American history, we're not taught it. And all of my study of homeopathy, as you know, came well after I was out of the school system all the way up through university.
Most people say, he's got a degree at Duke, or he's got a degree here or here. And the issue really is that's just the foundation of your basics. But, you know, the majority of all the healing knowledge that I have gained came after my doctorates. Mm-hmm. PhD stands for, I think, piled higher and deeper.
Yes, well said.
You can have a lot of degrees, but no temperature. you find a lot of degrees on a rectal thermometer. You know, so, and we all know what we do with that.
Oy vey. You got some serious oy veys happening from me here today.
Oy vey. Yeah. At least it's the schlamazel.
Yes, remember the schlamazel.
But all the learning we really do, you know, we need, and I've been teaching my youngest boy, he's going to be 15 here soon, and he's not really big on grades. He's not big on school. He loves stuff, but I'm teaching him to always seek truths, always seek knowledge, never give up on educating. And I think we must continue to learn. I've held off writing my first book until I was 60 years old because I want to have some, at least the first half of my life behind me, you know, some basics that I've learned through life that I have something, you know, more valuable to share in my next 60 years as I have in my first 60 years.
Well, also, the time it takes you away from your family, it's hard enough to work, but to write, really immerse yourself in it. It's rough. I know I struggle with that here, trying to, you know, be with my family and kids as much as possible. So it lengthens the time, so I might get mine out by the time I'm 60 at this point, even though I get closer. Sometimes it feels like the more you work, the further it gets.
Well, I started taking a remedy from out of our product line called procrastination. Mm. Most people look at me and think, wow, you have accomplished so much in your life. Wow, you have done more than 99%+ of whatever when you compare to other lives around you. But no matter where you're at, there's always a place. And I started taking the procrastination formula, and it's amazed how much more has manifested in my life. It's just really interesting. We do this mind-body appraisal that we've talked about many times. When we look at the elections, Robert, you're thinking, wow, but people will have many different responses from that. Half the world or half the country might have some negative response, and the other half is having a positive response. And, you know, it's the issue is with the negative, you know, some people might be over, you know, you can get arrogant, or we can get when an our guy wins kind of a thing. We can get, you know, almost maybe abusive verbally or whatever. And others, though, on the other side, could be having a whole broad spectrum of negative feelings or loss of hope or hopelessness or fears or any various phobias or in negative grief, or can come out in anger, different types of anger. It could come out in oppressiveness. You know, it can manifest in so many different ways that it's really, and how it manifests in you is what guides you to the remedy that will help overcome that weak link, that hole in your wholeness. And that's the beauty of homeopathy. And as you do the appraisal, all of a sudden do the mind-body section of that appraisal, you might find, you know, how you are uniquely dealing with this So yes. Any type of stress.
Well, listen, I'm glad you brought that up. It's in the show notes embedded each week when we do our Healing Revolution together, Dr. King. Everybody check it out, robertscottbell.com. You can get it, the link directly to a PDF download, and however, or you can call them up at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. The Healing Revolution is on. We're going to read an email letter from a listener that's taken the step, sounds like, to get some heavy metals out of her body. So we're going to ask Dr. King about the best way to approach it after this break. Remember, the Robert Scott Bell Show is the place to come for health, freedom, and liberty. And we ramp it up even higher on Fridays with the Healing Revolution and Dr. Frank King.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. Dr. King, the Healing Revolution is on, and we've got a letter from a listener. I answered a question yesterday. Her name is Lisa. And she writes, Robert, thank you so much for answering my questions on the radio yesterday. So helpful. Unfortunately, I wasn't taking selenium when I had my amalgam mercury fillings removed. However, since I started taking your show, I've been taking all the other things that you've mentioned. And now, as you told me yesterday, I need to be taking some homeopathic metal detoxifications from King Bio in case of any residual mercury. And she says, I've also found the other homeopathic remedies you recommended on the King Bio website, so thank you so much for that. Once I'm confident the mercury has been removed from the system, I'll also start the silver aloe protocol that you kindly explained yesterday. So anyway, here's a case, Dr. King, where even if you're aware of the physiological pathways of metal removal, I feel it is so urgently important to also include the energetic metabolic homeopathic complement to all of the things we know we need to do from a dietary perspective to bind out the toxins and particularly these heavy metals.
Always. I find it to be an essential. You've recommended good nutritional products here to help. You know, the amino acids, the whey, very helpful. But here's the thing with the homeopathics, and we'll just talk about the metals. They did a series of heavy metal toxicities with rodents.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd feed one group of rodents a high mercury diet, another one a high lead diet, another one a high cadmium diet, and one was a high arsenicum diet for another toxin. And what they found is, and they had somebody measure all the excrements. You know what the excrements are?
Yeah, that's coming out of their Uranus, planet Uranus, that's it.
Yes, that's all the urine and feces.
Right, everything, yeah.
And you know, so they measure, and they found that on the average, these animals would retain about 40% of the toxins that they consumed. And then they stopped giving them the toxins. Then there was no toxins showing up in the excrement, showing approximately 40 to 50% retention of these different heavy metal toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's been retained. Okay, it's stored off into wherever, you know, the brain stem to the fat deposits. Now they would give to the mercury group a homeopathic mercury in 30C. Which is many times beyond, you know, dilutions beyond the molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no chance of any molecules of that, but there is the energetic imprint that the body's control, energetic control networks, like through the nervous system, acupuncture system, et cetera, that controls and coordinates all of our body functions. Now, through there is where the homeopathic, this frequency is picked up. Of the toxin, homeopathic toxin. And then it activates the body's ability, energetic control system, to better recognize and eliminate these toxins. And immediately, these poisons would come pouring out of the body. The arsenic group took a homeopathic arsenic way beyond the molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cadmium group took homeopathic cadmium. The mercury group took homeopathic mercury. The lead group took homeopathic lead. It's called plumbum for the Latin term.
Yes.
That was, excuse me, the solution to each of the, you know, these groups of rodents. And so what it's doing, it not only pulls the poisons out, but like she was mentioning here, while she's taking, having the amalgams removed that have the mercury, that you take the heavy metal detox, that will prevent, because you're picking up a lot of the gases. There's still fragments of mercury that get still into the body as you're drilling and these amalgams out. There's a lot to it, and it is a very toxic time. So you want to be taking the remedy even before you begin the extraction process of these amalgams in your teeth,
mm-hmm.
but also and continue it after for a season, to make sure you're getting all the poisons out. And so now the beauty of it is not only does the homeopathic pull the poisons, activate your body's regulatory system to recognize them and eliminate them, pull them out of the body, but it also is teaching your regulatory system to recognize these poisons better and create what we call border control and of your body.
Yes.
So that now your body's not been trained, but with the regulatory system that is energetic, to recognize and prevent the poisons from coming back again. So if it gets exposed to the coal-burning mercuries in the air, or the mercuries in the seafood, or the mercuries in even our freshwater fish, mercuries in the meats, the mercuries in the food chain in general and environment, they're still finding DDT in the polar bears in the Arctic.
Yeah, and speaking of DDT, you know, in addition, like her question is specific to heavy metal, mercury as such, we've got heavy metal detox, we got things that address the dental amalgam specifically, but you mentioned the DDT. I want to make sure people understand what would be an appropriate remedy in the King Bio mix that would address an environmental toxic poison like that.
The herbicides and pesticides formula,
mm-hmm.
Detox formula, is probably one of the best ones. you know, that could address that.
Beautiful.
I would recommend that as a physician.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty is with the homeopathics, and we're teaching this to all people now and everyone here at King Bio as well, to take the different detox remedies. Take one, you know, a bottle will treat your whole family for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you give it to everybody because we all have these toxins. There's enough studies done to show that all these poisons are in us. We don't need to wait and play what we call chemical Russian roulette and just wait for the big C to show up here as cancer at some point because of these poisons and the disruption that they're causing, you know, in our systems. We can now get proactive and preventative. It doesn't matter who's president. You can still begin to take these, you know, be taking control of your health. Nothing takes away the control you have in your human spirit. We still have all the options and all the choices. We can choose the great life that we can live. And so, you know, it's now we can be proactive and to pull these poisons out and to use these routinely. So each month for about 10 different formulas,
mm-hmm.
you can give this to your family, one formula a month, and begin your restoration process. Begin your detoxification and training your body to live in this new toxic industrialized world that we live in. You know, we can be proactive and preventative and be smart in what we're choosing to do. They're there. Let's deal with them. Just like you said, how did the Jews deal with all the things building up to the Holocaust? Mm-hmm. We're not here to wait for a Holocaust to occur in a toxic world we live in today. You know, the Holocaust is manifesting in today's toxic world with, you know, the such huge increases in chronic degenerative disease that's destroying humanity more than any political oppression.
Oh, very, very important point to make. And yet we would acknowledge that, yeah, there's stuff going on politically that's not to our liking. But the powerful message here has been for years, and you're actually strengthening it for us with energetic medicine as well, is that we take the power to heal back to our own, into our own lives, into our own families, into our own homes, and not wait for some approval process from a God or a UFO on high somewhere. They're never going to come to rescue you. You've got to take the care to take care of yourself, which is an obligation. It's your birthright. And that's why I love what we get to do together, because we're bringing that awareness and the tools for that awareness, what you can do, back to where it belongs.
Spot on, Robert, as you are. You know, it's so valuable. And, you know, we sometimes can feel helpless at times and hopeless, but we have remedies for that. And do the mind-body appraisal and begin your filling in the holes in your wholeness. These things do not take away. The real true freedom is found with the power within.
Mm-hmm.
And we have still the greatest opportunities to exercise that power within us.
Yeah, no matter how bad it looks out there, and this is the point of departure from a victim state of consciousness to one that says, no longer will I just be victimized by what's going on around me. I'm going to make the change or be the change. And the living examples that are coming out of it, I'm not saying they're exclusively listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but I'm loving the stories I'm hearing of people that have become the living examples for healing despite what all the experts have said before.
No, ever. We don't ever have to be a victim. We can be a victor.
Mm-hmm.
And being the victor is the key to, you know, living the great life.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, finding that power within and knowing that nobody can steal what is within you.
Hey, we're about out of time here. It goes so fast when we're together. I really wanted to get into this story, and I really don't have time, but maybe you can throw out a remedy for people that are having trouble with math. There's a medical news story that's saying math anxiety, the brain can feel the pain. And I know you've got a lot of learning remedies. If somebody's having struggling with math, adult or kid, can we get them on a remedy?
Yeah. Exercising this one with my youngest son right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doesn't care for math. And the math comes from your left hemisphere of your brain. some people, and we are half brains, most of us, and we're either a right brain dominant or we're left brain dominant. The right brain dominant people are your artsy, creative type people. The left brain dominant are your logical and analytical type people. And so you can probably pretty much figure out which one are you, you know. So here's the thing we've done. If your left brain is deficient and your right brain is dominant, we do a tapping. And we do a tapping just on the side of your head, just along the top of your ear, and you go and you come up towards your hairline and then come up a little more and then go back where you're still on the side of your head. And you tap around the side of your head called the temporal bone, okay? And you tap there, you know, and I recommend tapping both sides at one time. And but you say, you exercise your left brain by saying your multiplication tables. Now, if that's a little too difficult, then we just do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. And, you know, and just exercise using your left hemisphere of your brain, saying mathematical progressions of some type, whether it's multiplication, addition, subtraction. And you just continue tapping for about 30 seconds, Robert, to a minute. And that's up. You can do that once, maybe twice a day for a while, and you'll find that, you know, multiplication, math, geometry, algebra will start coming more natural to you. And you sometimes just do that tapping, and sometimes, and then we ask questions real quick, just like things like, I love math. And muscle test. You first, you muscle test to determine, do I have a strong arm? Find the strong arm somewhere and have them say, you know, that person who you're testing, I love math, and test again. If they stay strong, that's a true statement. Your body's the greatest lie detector machine there is. I call it a truth detector machine. I try to go to the positive.
Nice. And I imagine if they're going to find the remedy at this point, we got to send them back to the mind-body appraisal form.
Exactly. You do the mind-body appraisal, you'll find there's lots of different learning-related remedies there that will show up, and usually you'll score the highest on the one you need.
All right. Well, Dr. King, thanks for bringing the power to heal back to us. The Healing Revolution is alive and well here every Friday. Go back, listen to the archive broadcast. You will learn loads of great things, and there's such good energy here. So in the meantime, like I said, say thanks, Dr. King. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We're going to be back with a little bit more, but Dr. King, you did once again help me remind everyone, including you, that
there's a power out there, Robert.
Yeah, and it's the power to heal. And whose is it?
It's yours.
Rockin'.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Socialized medicine. Is that still the platform of the Democratic Party? Why do they believe that the federal government can take better care of you than you can? The Republican Party believes that a free market for healthcare is the way to go. All right, that sounds great. I'm all for it, except that their free market includes massive subsidies to multinational drug companies with no allegiance to any nation or state, much less these United States. So what is a rational constitutional solution to the growing healthcare crisis in this nation?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
It's freedom. It's liberty. Is there a constitutional doctor in the House? Besides Ron Paul, I don't know. Where are we going to go next with this? Because if fear elevates this helplessness, this hopelessness, to the point where our only option we can see is the federal government growing its tentacle bureaucracy into every aspect of our lives, then we've lost as a nation. We no longer honor our foundations. We no longer believe in freedom. We believe it's better to be enslaved to government. Yes, I'm talking about you, Obama. Yes, I'm talking about you, Hillary Clinton and John Edwards. Why would you want to enslave the population to a pharmaceutical paradigm? Because, oh, well, the government can do it better.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't be afraid of your
freedom. Because I'm free to do what I want.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody ready for the weekend? We just had a great weekend preview, if you will. If you're doing the Healing Revolution, you're going to have a great weekend because you listen to the things that we do every week here with Dr. Frank King. So we got a little more Healing Revolutionary stuff to discuss. Hey, Super Don, have we done many flu stories recently?
Gosh, it seems like there's always a flu story of some sort, whether we're talking about seasonal flu or swine flu or bird flu.
We have to work hard not to do flu stories here, honestly.
Flu and vaccines, man. I mean, it's just all over the place.
You'll throw them at me. I'm like, no, not again. No, we're not going to do more flu stories. Can we go a day? A week? A week's not possible, but a day might be for some times. Now, we've been talking about the flu shot for so many years here, how absurd it is, how dangerous it is, how unscientific the scientific community is for embracing it, and the medical community.
Well, and the Cochrane collaboration that just kind of blew vaccines right out of the wall.
I have to think that the Cochrane collaboration may be responsible for what we're about to reveal here, because it looks like the scientific community has finally come up with a flu solution or something, a remedy that actually might work and actually has science behind it.
I mean something other than the flu shot?
No, yeah. I mean, look, the Cochrane collaboration, it's over. It's over. The only ones still promoting it haven't even got the memo, or they're directly benefit by the continued lies and propaganda about the flu shot. Right. But this is so stunning, and it just came across the wires, I think, today. I don't know when we just found this, but I am prepared to announce the most extraordinary new discovery in science to, you know, supersede the flu shot, which we know is not.
Wow.
Yeah.
So have they finally embraced echinacea?
No. Super Don, no, they have not embraced echinacea. Good try, though. Echinacea. But, I mean, this is their scientific now study. They're saying we found the cure for the flu.
It must be silver hydrosol.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Yeah, no, this is not. You're going to say they're going to come out and say sovereign silver stops viral replication, even though it's true? They won't do that.
I'm trying to think of the things that we know are really good and that really work, and you're telling me they found something that works even better than that?
Yeah, no, this is huge news, and we're going to break it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Fox News covered it. Even Fox News covered it. Oh, my gosh. What's going on here?
It must be good then. All right, so what is it that science has discovered is great at fighting the flu virus?
It's crystal meth.
What?
No, don't cheer for that. Don't cheer. Crystal meth.
Crystal meth.
Yes, the new study says crystal meth may fight the flu virus. Hooray.
Wow.
So they're taking a nullification one step further. This has nothing to do with cannabis. It's like, okay, Colorado says it's okay. Washington says, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and say crystal meth is a good remedy for the flu.
All right.
This is Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It gets a little crazy.
It must be. And this is not a joke. They actually came out with this article. And I love the way that they package this in the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Meth kills brain cells, fuels tooth decay, loads the body with toxins, and weakens the heart muscles and immune system. But, the otherwise body-wrecking drug may also have flu-fighting properties. Awesome.
Why? Couldn't they just put any drug in there? This drug is so toxic it can kill you. Oh, look, it also might kill the flu.
That's right. That's
why they say statins are good for everything. They're so toxic that, oh, look, statin drugs are good for the flu. Too bad the flu shot isn't good for the flu. crystal wow. meth. I mean, listen, they really go through this. Now, what is crystal meth? But it's a highly processed product out of methamphetamine, right. which is a synthetic form of ephedrine or pseudoephedrine, right? It's a synthetic. And they take that and they further synthesize it into you were telling me they mix it with what? MSM?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
That's one of the things that they'll cut it with to try and make it stretch out farther when they're selling it, is they will cut it with MSM.
Oh, so it's not like so they can put it on the health food stores and now it's a dietary supplement.
No, yes.
Crystal meth with MSM.
It'll keep you awake and help your knees and elbows.
Right, exactly. We've got this positive negative thing going on. We've got to balance it out. But crystal meth, the new flu remedy, according to the scientist here from the National Health Research Institute in Taiwan. Out of Taiwan. This is what they're doing in Taiwan. No wonder why they want off from China. China's not even this crazy. Crystal meth for the flu? So they wanted to look at that. They took lung cell tissue, and they started like loading it up with crystal meth. And lo and behold, the flu virus went, well, this is even too toxic for us. I'm sorry. We cannot hang out in this lung tissue. You're going to put crystal. We'll go somewhere else.
So, I'm thinking if you drank a gallon of bleach,
yeah.
that would probably cure you of the flu too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it could if it doesn't kill you, of course. But that is another way to prevent you from getting the flu is just, suicide. I don't recommend it, but I mean, that's the kind of craziness that's going on here where they say, yes, it's so toxic that even the flu virus won't live in it. So is this what they're arguing for actually as they go through this? Are they arguing?
Well, I mean, what do we got? We got a quote here. Yeah. We report the first evidence that meth significantly reduces rather than increases virus propagation and the susceptibility to influenza infection in the human lung epithelial cell line.
And because we talk about epithelium all the time, you know what actually that is, don't you?
This is amazing. Yeah. This is amazing because to see them actually saying this about meth.
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's like meth is. It's like they're saying meth is great.
Hey, we need Dick Durbin on this one. Let him be the first one to test this out. Dick Durbin, and we'll call it a dietary supplement.
I mean, I could just imagine now. You're going to see at Walgreens. You're going to see the big sign as you walk in next to the eyeshadow. Get your meth flu, dose here. It has a picture of a crack pipe.
This is getting better.
Just fill out this form.
Into CVS and Walgreens. Free photo processing with every hit of crystal meth.
That's right.
Really, it's scientific. You won't get the flu if you do this.
Now, obviously, they're not going to say it, and they actually do say here that they don't. No doctor would recommend that you take up a meth habit to fight flu this winter.
Really, I'm not so sure. They do a lot of crazy stuff, Super Don. Why not? Yeah. They still prescribe the flu shot. So what's the big deal? In fact, that's true. Crystal meth.
And what they're going to do is they're going to take meth and they're going to try and figure out some way to synthesize something from this in order to come up with some other blockbuster, miraculous miracle flu, whatever.
A miracle.
yes. So,
no doctor would recommend that you take up a meth habit to fight the flu this winter. Right. But wait till next winter. that's what I see. Not this winter, because we're just not ready to get it patented and out there for profiting. But yes. The researchers said that their study could help find other safer compounds that have the same effect. Really? Well, you already mentioned a couple. Echinacea and silver hydrosol. Why not that? Well, no, that's far too safe. Well, we can't go that safe because if we actually cure the flu without actually giving you 10 other diseases, you won't come back for drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
So
whether we're talking about illicit or FDA approved, right?
Yeah, I know. The findings strongly encourages future work to investigate whether other compounds structurally similar to meth can inhibit influenza A virus production and be used to prevent or alleviate influenza A virus infection, they wrote. And of course, all they have to do is backtrack to ephedra. That thousands of year old, time tested, proven natural herbal remedy. Been used, and I'm telling you, thousands of years recorded history and use in Chinese medicine, ephedra. Completely safe in appropriate doses, and in fact can be used for lung issues like this and more. And yet they can't figure that out from this thing. They're sitting there going, well, we got the pseudoephedrine, we got this, and we take it in the crystal meth and it in the lab, and then, oh, look! Wait, did anybody stop to think, where did all this come from? A safer form of it? What is, where is this? Could we go back to the herbal form, ephedra? Hello?
Well, here's the thing, Robert. What? Does ephedrine fight the flu?
Pseudoephedrine?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about ephedra, right?
Well, ephedra, yeah. There's no question that it can open up the...
Because you have to think about all the stuff that goes in. I mean, have you seen the ingredient list that goes into creating meth?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. All right, keep talking. Keep talking. Let me pull this up.
All right, I haven't been to the CVS drive-thru to find out what that is. So, Super Don, Gil, we go back to ephedra. Ephedra, one of the most profound herbal remedies to deal with lung issues. Asthma, bronchitis, colds and flu, sinus issues. And no doubt they would find that it would have a similar impact, yet without being toxic in the same way that pseudoephedrine, or even worse, the crystal meth form of pseudoephedrine when they convert it. Yet there's no movement back to that safe form. I mean, this is where you go, hello, McFly, McScientist McFly, what are you doing? Well, as you're looking for the ingredient list, maybe we can find the ingredients of the McDonald's burgers in Kuwait. Kuwait. Fast food loving Kuwaitis are fighting fat with what? Stomach stapling.
Oh,
would you like extra cheese with that thing, or would you want some stomach staples?
Yeah.
See, this is the problem with this kind of Western mythologized view of abundance and a good economy. If your economy is so good and ridiculously good based on oil, you have time to eat crap and then staple your stomach closed and not think anything of it. And this is what we got, thanks to their
Well, and blood. It's because, you know, listen, Kuwait, I mean, they're just oozing money, you know, everywhere.
What are they going to do
so,
with it?
You know, because
staple
you've got
my
money,
belly.
Because they're success.
Yeah.
You've got to bring the best of the Western world into your foreign country, right?
Yeah, they're destroying
their health.
And
how many times
have
we seen these foreign countries? What is it that keeps rushing over there? Mm-hmm. And you look at the picture on the front of this article, and it's got a McDonald's sign. And the McDonald's sign is written in Arabic. It doesn't even say McDonald's. It's, you know, whatever.
This is where I want to, you know, open up the chain and call it the McOy Vey Burger. Oy vey, I have to staple my stomach.
Yeah, okay.
That'll go over well.
I'm sure there's a lot of people saying oy vey in Kuwait.
Well, now who knows? The money's there.
But it's
Everybody's
true.
There.
It's true. I mean, it's
70% of people over 15, males.
Right.
Over 15 are obese.
Right.
And the women's figure
Western
is worse.
Food.
The women are worse. 80% are fatties. Are tubs of goo because they've embraced the Western diet and lifestyle. And they're eating refined, sugars and trans fats. If they were ingesting the oil from their ground, they'd be healthier than what they're doing with the McOy Vey burger in Kuwait. By the way, did you find the ingredients of crystal meth? Because maybe we can put that in the McOy Vey burger.
I did. And see, that's why I was asking you if ephedra alone, would it be what was causing the flu virus success in the study? But if you take a look at the other stuff that's in the crystal meth, I'm thinking maybe, you know, the stuff that's in there would pretty much kill about anything.
Oh, well, they got lye, sodium hydroxide. Mm-hmm. Now, lye is a very basic, you know, acid alkaline. It's super alkaline, so you can actually burn your skin. You can burn your skin through with lye. Now, that's not to say they're using enough to do that, because when it's in the finished product, it probably is more closer to a pH that's neutral. But if you were to use lye in your lungs, there's no way the flu would survive. Of course, there's no way any of your lung tissue would survive either.
Right.
They also got anhydrous ammonia. Ammonia. Mr. Clean. Let's clean out your lungs with Mr. Clean. And it'll kill the viruses, too. They won't be there, but neither will you. Okay, iodine. Iodine is a very powerful antimicrobial substance. And in appropriate quantities and dosages, it's been used as an antiseptic. I mean, you've seen iodine that you put on topically. So it's not in and of itself horrible, but when you put it in the quantities they might, there could be some great danger. You can get iodine toxicity, and you can die of it. Although if it was colloidal iodine, it'd be safe, or homeopathic iodine, iodum, it would be safe. But, of course, it's not. They're using some industrial-grade iodine in the making of, matches? They got matches. They got little wooden matches here. Red phosphorus.
Right. Red phosphorus, and apparently they combine that with the iodine to make
hydriotic acid.
Right.
which is essentially an ingredient. Okay, so they had to use four big boxes of matches to get enough of this hydriotic acid. Interesting. Then, of course, they go to Sudafed. That's the pseudoephedrine we've talked about. And then, ether. Ether, that's interesting. Highly flammable ether. That can knock you out. They used to use that. Wake up with a nasty headache. Oh, here's the thing that you know the flu virus would withstand. Drano. Drano. I mean, these scientists are serious. They're using crystal meth. I guess these ingredients are about the same as what they put in vaccines, so maybe it's not too far-fetched.
Makes you wonder.
And, of course, you don't want to go too fast, for if you do, you'll have no problem because there's brake fluid. Brake fluid in crystal meth. And then, of course, if you're not spontaneously combusting yet with the matches, you've got liquid butane, lighter fluid.
But you have to remember, so many people have flame retardant, chemical in their system.
True, you have to overwhelm it in order to make this work. That's right. Everybody's got the flame retardant. And then the last thing on the list, hydrochloric acid that they take out, HCl, which is in stomachs, but I don't think they're taking it from stomachs for some reason. I think it's synthesized HCl.
So now that you've seen the wonderful list of ingredients that go into crystal meth, do you think that it's strictly the pseudoephedrine that is causing that, or do you think maybe some of these other things might have
Far removed from the pseudoephedrine? Again, can we just go back to ephedra? Bring back ephedra! I remember that. I said that once in a promo. Anyway, well, let's take a break here. Say thanks to our lovely sponsors for being with us on this Healing Revolution Friday. A little frivolity. We got to lighten it up a little bit on Fridays. And no, of course, if you have the flu, you go back to echinacea. We go back to the silver hydrosol, all the wonderful things. Increase your selenium levels. You know what to do. Say hi to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, all that talk about ephedra, Super Don, reminds me of the reason that people were using ephedra and abusing it. Remember why they were using it so much in the past? And it wasn't to make crystal meth. I mean, the real ephedra. Remember what the big deal was?
You know, I don't know.
Remember, it was the pitcher Beckler, whatever it was for the Baltimore Orioles, this was the big one.
Like, oh, it was a sports.
It had a heart attack. Well, it was a weight loss thing. Because people, it could speed metabolism. People were losing a lot of weight. And another reason why the FDA went after ephedra was because it was competing with, at the time, Fedfen Redox, these kind of weight loss drugs. And they don't like having competition.
And it worked.
Yeah, and it worked. Exactly.
It did work.
And when used properly, it was also bumming out the drug companies that were trying to sell more inhalers because it would clear the sinuses and the lungs so well. Again, ancient Chinese secret. But that ephedra thing brings to mind that weight loss thing, which brings to mind the science, you know, because we love science here. We're a bunch of eggheads, are we not? I mean, I've turned you into an egghead, haven't I?
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
I've become very educated over the years, absolutely.
Yeah, well, look, you know, the scientists are out there. They're trying to do their level best, just like they did with finding crystal meth as the new cure for the flu. And they sometimes do some things that are really unnecessary as well. And I mean that by, did we really need to pay for that, right? Did we really need a scientist to do a study to find that out? And this one, you know, has to do with weight loss. It does. And if you really want to lose weight, the scientists have figured out what you shouldn't do. And that means it could only be time for today's moment of what?
Moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by Shoney's, or La Shoney's. The place where you go to eat to lose weight. No, there's a scientist, and Reuters is listing this, a science group that at the University of Illinois Chicago that found out that eating in restaurants is tied to what? Higher calorie intake, more sugar and fat consumption. No, really. We go out to the restaurant to eat less. That's why we go to the restaurant. What? So they pay. Who paid for this? Find out who paid for this.
Well, let's see. It's University of Illinois.
Chicago. In study findings that may not surprise many people, kids and teens ate. Well, it's not even going to surprise kids and teens. They ate more calories, including more fat and sugar, on days when they had a meal from a fast food or sit-down restaurant.
Wow.
Really? D-U-H? Maybe? Parents should realize that restaurant consumption is not a straight-off substitute for eating at home. What? What is this?
I mean, this it seems like it should be common knowledge, absolutely. But yeah. They actually had to, they for whatever reason, had to do a study to find out that if you eat at fast food restaurants, that you consume more calories than if you eat at home. Now, maybe, you know, look, realistically, maybe eating at home, depending on what you got in the cupboard, you could eat more calories. But traditionally, I mean, if you cook your own dinner, eat your own dinner, it's not going to reach the amount of calories and fat and crap than if you took the family out and had Big Macs. Apparently, University of Illinois in Chicago decided we needed to do some research to prove that.
Well, of course, and they completely are ignorant of the fact that it isn't about the calories as much as what's in them. And the fact that these kids that are eating more fat, they're craving it, or eating more sugar, probably because at home their parents have bought into the myth that low fat is good for them. And so if we were introducing and continually feeding our kids more fat in their foods, they would crave sugar less and less and less. Right?
But found the source of the funding.
Well, who funded this one?
The National Cancer Institute and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So the CDC and the NCI.
Thank you for your moment of duh, U.S. American dunderheaded taxpayers who would contribute to this idiocy, this lunacy. Oh, I wonder if we go out to a restaurant if we're going to eat more calories.
Yeah. But see, now, once again, Robert, what do we have to do when we read this? Because it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You can kind of go, okay, this is dumb.
Right.
What's the agenda behind this? If you look at what's been going on, you know, that we've been able to spotlight.
Yeah.
the ridiculousness of Bloomberg, right?
Yeah, Bloomberg.
Because what is he doing?
We need to regulate.
You can't get a 32-ounce soda. You can't eat too much salt. You can't use trans fats. And so what I anticipate is going to happen from this is going to be something where they're going to be able to say, okay, look, see, people are getting too many calories over here. You, Mr. Jones, who has your restaurant over there on Fifth Avenue, cannot serve this particular kind of food, or you have to keep calories down to a certain amount per dish when you serve it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see is legislation. What I see is mandates. I see a problem coming from this. This is going to be an opportunity for them to be able to try and, again, tell restaurant owners and business owners what it is they can and cannot sell and what people can and cannot eat.
Sure.
As much as we want to tell people you should not eat this, that, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to take away their freedom to do so should they choose to.
Yeah, but they're being given bad advice here as well, because there's no reference in talk of quality of the food. You know, if you're going out to eat in an organic restaurant that has clean food and clean fat, eat to your heart's delight. Like I said last week when we made enchiladas at home, loaded with fat, loaded with fat. But it was great. It was filling, and the kids are fine, and they're not fat. I get lean kids. They're all muscle.
Hmm.
Sometimes I want to put some more fat on them, like I want to put some more fat on me, but it's not happening because we're eating too clean. So we eat a lot of fat, and we keep the weight off. That's what Steve Cooksey found as well. He was eating a lot of fat, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, I think I'll have a drink. Maybe I'll have a drink. I can put on some weight if I had a drink.
Lovely segue, sir.
Oh, you noticed that. Well,
I love this one.
This is a double dose of Moment of Duh, isn't it?
This is very worthy of the Moment of
Duh. Double dose of Moment of Duh. Now, I've told you many times, I imbibed in alcohol in my teen years before it was legal, right? Before I was 18. In the South, you know, a lot of kids used to drink. I mean, I know a lot of my friends probably were smoking weed or doing, I don't think they had a crystal meth. What are those? They called it speed. You know, we talked about they did speed or something.
Right.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe worse. But I was never into that. But alcohol was just a normal kind of thing. But I stopped when I was like 19 and a half. I was like, all right, I'm over it. I did my few years and I'm done. Now, here you have a big moment of duh. Why? Because I want you to think about this. If you were to say, without a study, all right, right? Pretend, don't put on your thinking cap on this one. If you were to say, I wonder what would increase your risk of risky drinking. Living next to a school, okay, living next to a school, or let's just say living next to a bar. Which one do you think would increase your chance of risky drinking? I don't know. We need a study to figure this one out, Super Don.
That's right. That's right. Believe it or not. And this was done in Finland. This is a Finnish study.
They drink a lot.
They actually, they discovered that, believe it or not, living close to a bar increases your chance of risky drinking.
Chances are, oh, well, I can walk into that school. Oh, darn, there's no alcohol there. Oh, I can walk into the bar.
Oh, but wait a minute. You know what else they found out?
What do they find?
People who live further away from a bar.
Yeah.
Have a lower chance of dangerous drinking.
They did not.
Yes.
Hold the phone. Wow. Now, thank goodness the U.S. taxpayer may or may not have any direct or indirect relationship to this study. But this, you know, this is when I think Frank, Dr. King said PhD piled higher and deeper last hour. I think he's right here, because this Jana Halonen, PhD from the Finnish Institute of Occupational Health, had to figure this out. And I pretty much figure everybody in the audience, when I ask the question, what would be more likely to result in risky drinking, living next to a school, living next to a bar? I don't think we needed the Finnish study. Now, if you're drinking heavily in Finland, it's probably because you don't have enough sunlight, so you have seasonal affective disorder in the winter months. And so to combat that, make sure you consume enough vitamin D from a dietary source like sea vegetation, cod liver oil, or the like. And that way you can be happier, okay? Or find some of those light bulbs that can mimic it, can get you stimulating that vitamin D naturally. That would be a wonderful thing. And then you would have your vitamin D moment of no duh, because you would be stupid enough to have to do the study and waste the taxpayer funds of the Finnish people, right? Are we finished, pun intended, with the moment of duh? Can we move on from this now?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I could go on for a while here, because there's some really quick, silly statistic here.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me if this is absolutely complete Captain Obvious here. Okay, they list in here two statistics. Number one, they found that a shorter distance raised the likelihood of risky drinking by 17%.
Are you talking about people with short arms because there's a shorter distance between their mouth to their hand?
They're short on brain cells, I guess, in this study. But then they say they found a longer distance decreased the likelihood by, guess how much percent?
Well, it should be the same amount, no?
17%.
Yeah.
They list this in the article. This is data. It's like, really? Did you have to print that out? 17%.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go have a drink. This is ridiculous.
Maybe go to Colorado and get some weed at this point. But as I said, I encourage you, if you're doing cannabis, eat it. Don't smoke it. That's just my opinion. All right. Well, let's take a break here, see what other kind of frivolity we can have on this Healing Revolution Friday right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors. Click on those links. You see banners on my show page there. Please say thanks to those who are making it possible for us to bring you this message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This next story, Super Don, is definitely not kosher. It's not a kosher story, I promise you. And it really is bizarre. We can make light of it, but it's a pretty serious story. Comes off of ABC News. I hope the audio doesn't just jump up. Sometimes their website does that. I hate that when you go to a website and the audio automatically comes on. But so far, it looks good. But anyway, you check it out. All the links, by the way, online at robertscottbell.com. We talk about them. You don't have to go see them. We talk on so you don't have to, but they're there. They're linked just in case you want to read through the news and see beyond what they're finding here. Man, oh, man, listen to this, how this starts. 8 years ago, Herbert Smith, not his real name, Herbie, did the unthinkable. He swallowed thousands of microscopic pig whipworm eggs in a desperate try to quell his advancing Crohn's disease.
Yummy.
I thought it was like a challenge. I double dog dare you, Herbert.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
drink those pigworm whipworm eggs. Come on.
What was that show where they did all kinds of crazy stuff, and then part of it was they would have to, the guy would make you
eat
something gross.
Was that Fear Factor?
Fear Factor, yes. Yeah. I always had to leave the room.
Yeah.
My kids love that show.
Oh, I know.
And they used to laugh at me because I'd have to get up and leave when they had to do the eating part. So, yeah, eating pig whipworm eggs.
Yeah. Now, this could be a new way to do something different here. If they ever bring back Fear Factor, they could say, hey, let's bring on contestants with Crohn's disease and see if we can heal them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to know that if you have Crohn's disease, you won't have to resort to this. But it is a fascinating story anyway, because the guy did this, and he was drinking, daily, thousands of microscopic pig whipworm eggs. And something incredible happened, he said. After he swallowed about 2,500 worm eggs every 2 weeks for 3 months, his symptoms started to wane. I'm like, what the heck, man? Pig whipworm eggs. So here we go. They're going to define Crohn's disease. Let me just do this for you. This is the way it's written in the article. In Crohn's disease, the immune system mistakenly attacks the intestines. All right, here's their first mistake. They claim the immune system is mistakenly attacking the intestine. It's not. It's not a mistake.
And the immune system just got confused.
Right. Oops.
Took
wait
a wrong
second.
Turn. Right?
How did we mistake our intestinal lining for something we needed to attack?
Right.
Oh, your immune system's gone crazy. It must be like having PMS or something. This is the masculine-controlled medical propaganda machine. So they say it then causes diarrhea. What is that?
Diarrhea.
Name your kid, your little girl, diarrhea.
It's a new drink. The diarrhea.
With all the weird names that are out there, I guess diarrhea is coming up next. Don't do that to your daughter, please. All right. It was bad enough where my wife said to her mom that we named our little girl Liberty. Right, of course, Liberty Bell. Uh-huh. She loved that.
Nice.
We didn't name her Liberty. Yes, yeah, she loves Liberty, though.
Okay.
All right, so causing diarrhea and pain, bleeding, and infections. But after drinking the worm eggs, markers of inflammation in Smith's blood started to drop. So interesting. I'm not necessarily disputing the result here, and I'm pleased to hear that there seemingly was a good result that caused the doctor to be cautiously
optimistic. Well, they say that parasites are known to dampen the immune systems of their hosts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
so,
see, you know why they do that, Super Don? Because if they don't, they could be attacked too. So fascinating that they would utilize the parasite's own mechanism against the immune system to what? To shut down your immune system. Now, in this case, you may be able to reduce some of the Crohn's, but of course, now you've got parasites. What drug are they going to have to give you to address the parasites?
The silver lining to this, I guess, and like I said, I'm no expert on pig whipworms. I'd never even heard of them until this article came about. But apparently, what they say is that the whipworms don't cause disease in humans, and the parasite stays inside the gut, is unable to reproduce, and dies off after 2 months.
I'm a little,
A little wary of that.
Wary of that because everybody's different. Everybody's intestines are different and have been damaged more severely than others. So I have a little bit of concern for this. But I'm not so concerned that I wouldn't run a special on pig whipworms here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's right. You, too, can buy a 3-month supply today of pig whipworm eggs from Europe for 3,500 euros.
What is that?
Like 4,500? U.S. Federal Reserve, no dollars. That's what we want to do. We should go into the pig whipworm egg business, Super Don.
Maybe we can talk Mike Adams to put it into the
shop
store.
Natural
there,
news.
Right?
Pig whipworm eggs on natural news. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, here's the good news in all of this, right? This guy says pig whipworm eggs were great, and they were only salty and tasty and delicious. I mean, I don't know. What's that guy that does the Bizarre Foods with Andrew something or other?
I don't watch
Bizarre
the show,
Foods with Andrew Weil. Yeah. Yes, Dr. Andrew Weil, Bizarre Foods. That's what it is, with a beard. Give them the pig whipworms. You do something different here. Crohn's disease is not an accident. Your immune system attacking the epithelial lining of your intestinal tract is not an accident. How many times must I go through the description that I must to get you to understand what autoimmunity is? Why your immune system would attack what you perceive or think should be considered your own cells? How many things destroy and damage and alter the integrity and the shape of your epithelial lining in your gut? I bet you can name out a few by now, Super Don, as many times as I've said this. I mean, this just comes rattling out of my brain. I don't know. Maybe out of my intestines.
I like what rattles out of your brain.
You like that? Okay. Well,
I do.
We start with vaccinations. Right then and there, you create potentials for Crohn's disease because of the damage to the epithelial lining. You follow that up with antibiotics, which are like throwing napalm into the gut, indiscriminate killing of everything, including inflaming and damaging the lining of your gut, the epithelial tissue. Then we have additives, preservatives. Stop me if you've heard any of these before. Colorings, flavorings. You're strangely silent. What, have you become a monk suddenly, Super Don?
No.
You're just looking at it, staring off into space. Oh, there he goes again, going through all those things.
Sorry, multitasking.
Flavorings, colorings, additives, preservatives, GMOs.
Yes.
Artificial sweeteners. Okay, I don't have to go through them all again. But basically, yes. What happens over time in Crohn's, and this is what they don't acknowledge, is that because of what you've done, either in ignorance or arrogance, to damage your own lining, your immune cells go, dude, this is the way it's always going to be. I'm attacking. This is not me anymore. And of course, the very start of this article says it is a mistake. No, what is a mistake is the mistake that you're making listening to dunderheaded doctors who can't conceive of the fact that if you damage your intestinal lining throughout your life, that eventually your immune system won't attack and go, hey, that's not me anymore. So,
well, you know, listen, it's interesting. I have to say, if you had to pick between pig whipworms and the pharmaceutical drug equivalent, I suppose the pig whipworms would be maybe a better choice.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a fair comparison. What I think is the fair comparison that might get you where you're going. All right, pig whipworms or let's remove your colon.
Right?
Okay. Now I go, okay, gotcha. Pig whipworms. But is it necessary to do? No, it's not. And this is the most requested, absolutely the most requested protocol, of course, the Silver Aloe protocol. So the question then becomes, Super Don, pig whipworm eggs 3 times a day for 3 months or whatever it's got to be, or silver hydrosol, the sovereign silver you can get at shopnaturalnews.com with some aloe vera juice and a little probiotics from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Now, I think it's an easy decision, don't you? What are you going to choose?
Yes, it is.
Right? And in fact, I've been talking with three different manufacturers to absolutely officially endorse their products for this protocol. And looks like something's going to be coming out. They're going to work all together. Can you imagine three companies from different realms of the natural product industry coming together to do something together? That never happens.
Excellent.
It does. So we'll see Sovereign Silver. We'll hope to see Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Aloe Life. Aloe Vera out of San Diego County. Yeah. Wouldn't that be
perfect trifecta?
I know. And they'll actually be promoting each other, which is great because this is a life-changing protocol. And if you're not already clear about it, I promise you, and I've been saying this, I know, a long time, but I think what will be the impetus, the stimulation for me to finally put together like the hour-long detailed protocol on this, like an audio for everybody, will be when this thing, when these companies come together, I'll have no choice. I'll say, if they can work together, I can work on this and just put it out, and then we'll find a way to get it up for reasonable. I don't know.
We have been talking about that for a long time because you're right. I mean, we get phone calls, we get emails, we get Facebooks, we get all, you know, people. You get phone calls, from people asking about that. And so it's something that we have felt for a long time. It would be great to just put together in one place so that everybody can get the information and have it available. And, you know, if they happen to forget, they can just go back and they can watch the video or listen to the file again.
Yeah.
So looking forward to putting that together because it's helped a lot of people. And we've heard a lot of good success stories from that protocol.
Incredible. Really incredible. Heartwarming stories that are coming back. And remember, you know, we are serious about the saying, the slogan here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours. And we're just here to be a conduit for that power. I mean, like I said, it's not coming from me, you know, specifically, except that which flows through me, just like it can flow through anybody. So we'll get out of the way and allow the healing to take place. And we'll allow also a moment of gratitude for our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to them. We'll be back to wrap up the United States and World of Health Talk Radio on this Healing Revolution Friday.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, we've done quite enough for this fine Friday afternoon in the East Coast, and you're just hitting the afternoon now if you're listening for the first airing here on Natural News Radio or over the pond in UK Health Radio whenever it airs. We're glad you're here for the Healing Revolution Fridays, the gift of healing that keeps on giving and never goes bad. That's why we require no expiration dating nor any artificial preservatives. If we are going to be preserved by anything, it'd be the silver that will keep us fresh and lovely all the year through. Lovely. Don't you love that word? Lovely. It's lovely. Loverly. That's the My Fair Lady. Loverly. Isn't it loverly? Well, what else is loverly? Elevating consciousness, I think, is loverly. My wife described to me, she was interacting with someone who is a very passionate Democrat leftist who was just thrilled about Obama winning. And I dared to get into a conversation with her. I warned my wife. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. She's nice, but you're just very, very passionate, not open to a lot of other ideas. But had the argument that, we've just, the 1%, we just have to elevate the consciousness of those who, they're not there with us. And I don't know how this person perceived that having Obama in the White House was going to do that. I'm just not real clear on that. But we need peace. We've got to have peace, right? We need peace. There's going to be peace. I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, I'd love to say, yes, there'll be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth, right? But the reality is we live in a warring universe. We're a warring species. I mean, we talked with Liam Sheff about that. The whole history of humanity is war. War everywhere. Now, every once in a while, peace would break out. But I'm not under the delusion that, suddenly December 21st, 2012, the golden age of peace is going to break out everywhere. There's just too many people that are not conscious. And if you think that by you being conscious, you can raise everybody up to your level, I don't know that's how it works. That's not my opinion. I believe there is uplifting in consciousness. If your consciousness shifts, others are impacted, hopefully positively. But not everybody just jumps right up to wherever you claim to be or are. I don't know. They just don't. It's just not the nature of the universe. We're on an individual. Can I say we're on? I am on an individual path, I believe, back home to God eventually. But the individual path I'm on is different than your individual path. Now, do I need to pull you off of your path and get you on my path? No, I don't need to do that because I don't need that validation. I don't need you to validate my path. I hope you don't need me to validate yours. But there are a lot of humans that need that level of validation. And sometimes if they don't get it, they want to beat you into submission until you say, Uncle, okay, all right, I'll take Obamacare, right? Or I will take Obamacare because we know that is going to uplift everybody. Never mind, you liberal, lovely, loony lefties, that Obamacare is all about the mandating of the leading cause of death in the West, modern medicine. There's no true prevention, unless you think mammogram is prevention, but that causes cancer. There's no true prevention unless you think vaccines, which will be covered, truly prevents disease instead of causes disease and kills children and creates autism. You follow me here? So good intentions, the road to hell, right? The road to Obama's White House paved with good intentions. Same thing I would say if Romney were president today. The road to Romney's hell is paved with good intentions. Okay? I don't know if that makes up for it. I'm not even trying to make up for it. I guess I'm trying to figure out how to help those that don't want to help themselves. And there really isn't a way. You just got to steer clear. You got to say, may the blessings be. I love you. Pray for you. I don't mean pray for God to change you, because it's not my responsibility or role to do that. It's kind of like those that, in sport. You ever a sports analogy here or something? You're on one team and someone's on the other, and you're praying to God, please help us win. And the other team's praying to God, please help us win. You really think God cares about the outcome of your sporting event? Who's got God's favor? Who's curried God's favor? Did you sacrifice a goat before you went on the air? Did you find a scapegoat to put all your sins in and kill it? I mean, honestly, praying. Is there a right way and a wrong way to pray? I'm just thinking now. We did a lot of cool stuff on the show today, and now you just got me going off into Never Never Land. But do you pray to change people? Do you pray to violate people's free will? Or do you pray that the blessings of spirit may be bestowed upon all, for the highest good, highest purpose? I don't know. Maybe you think about that. Sometimes I do. But I don't like the idea of using coercion and force, even in the prayerful realms. That it is not, I don't claim to be so wise as God that I know what's best for everybody. Least of all, I barely know what's best for me. Actually, I kind of do know what's best for me, but sometimes even I don't. Then I ask my wife, honey, what's for dinner? Oh, that'll be great. And I know that's what's best for me. So this is what we got to talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Healing on all levels, physiological, emotional, mental, economic, political, yes, even spiritual. Because we are spiritual beings having human experiences. And that is why healing is everything. And that is why I say when someone brings up the First Amendment and they talk about the right of not only free speech, but the right of religion, freedom of spiritual beliefs, everything is a spiritual experience. And so when somebody tries to curtail your experience or your freedom, particularly whether it be the vaccine realm, the drug realm, Obamacare realm, or really any realm, It's time to wake up and recognize our relationship to that which created us and to recognize that government is not our creator. But if they subjugate you, if they enslave you, then they have violated the trust that our founding fathers have given. Well, they didn't really trust government, did they? They restricted government so it wouldn't violate our right to life, liberty, and happiness, the pursuit of happiness.
And one last question.
Did Prop 37 really lose in California, or was there vote fraud involved? I'm not going to cover it today, but you can read the article from John Rappaport, and we'll be investigating over the weekend. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this Healing Revolution Friday. I hope I made a little bit of sense today, but thank you for being here. Say thanks to the sponsors. Create a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here on Sunday on the GCN version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Ronnie McMullen coming back. We're going to talk more structured water technology, and who knows what else that happens between now and then. So take care. Spread the vitamin L, and remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.